This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 24 for Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, the last 2 weeks have been guest hosts and special studio audiences, but we're finally back to our regular recording schedule.
Well, I'm back and there's no audience here. I thought you were going to invite one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we have to do it without a live studio audience this time.
We have this great background noise. It's like an audience.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of great things at the Say What conference last week, or about the Say What conference last week, and I'm really happy that I got to drop in on a small part of it. Summer is a great time for all of us to get out a little bit and recharge our batteries. You went to Minnesota with your family for a little bit. My wife and I went out riding bikes last week. I think we'd both like some of the cooler temperatures that
Yes.
we had in each place. Do you have any particularly favorite summer vacation memories from your school days?
Well, I think growing up in Western Nebraska, it is tradition to go to South Dakota for a family vacation. So, but one in particular stuck out in my mind. We traveled around and I remember Sylvan Lake up in South Dakota. And I think I remember that
Love
because
Sylvan Lake.
I know we got to go paddle boating, you know, with the pedals and you pedal around and see the giant cliffs. And I'm pretty sure we got stuck out in the middle of the lake somehow. I was young, but I kind of remember getting stuck with my parents out on this pedal boat or paddle boat. And I remember that, but it was fun because we did the Storybook Island in Rapid City and we did the Evans Plunge and the Faces, the Mount Rushmore. And I just remember that family vacation.
That's a super fun area. I was thinking we didn't really do vacation a whole lot. I feel like I spent my summers at scout camp. And so there'd always be like the week that you'd go and then you'd spend weekends there helping with other camps. And so a lot of time doing scout camp. Remember one time, and it was probably the biggest sort of long trip that we did, kind of seeing family through Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. So always had a lot of memories from that. But shoot, that was clear back like third grade or something. So
a long time ago.
Let's look at some of the stories that are currently on the LPS website. We have a neat one there. It says students honored for art at a star-studded national event. And very national. It was in Carnegie Hall at New York City. And we had two students there. Sarah Leon, she just recently graduated from Lincoln Southeast. And she won the silver medal with distinction for her photography portfolio called Red, White, and Blue. Her instructor was Amber Berman. And you can see that a photo of that and a story up on the website. Also, Milan Reeves, she just recently graduated from Lincoln North Star, and she got the gold medal for digital art. Yeah, for her submission, Thank You, Mom. And her instructor was Brooke Gelati. So,
congratulations.
Absolutely, and definitely go take a look at those, and there's pictures up there. Also, not necessarily on the front page, but a very big deal right now, the 2019-2020 budget is being put together. We are in the process right now of kind of alternating between public forums and work sessions for the Board of Education. And those slideshows and information and all those things are getting put up on our budget page currently. If you go to keyword budget on the LPS website, it'll take you right to where all of that stuff is. So keyword budget, check it out. And there's a public forum tomorrow night.
Yes, there's
correct?
Another public forum we want to hear. We need that feedback from our public to make sure that our priorities is what the community's priorities are. So please come to North Star High School, 7 o'clock. We're going to be right there in the commons area. Come give your feedback. If you have questions, Liz Standish, she's the Associate Superintendent for Business Affairs. She will come. She will be able to answer your questions, give your feedback, let the board know what's a priority for you so that we can make sure that that is covered in the budget. So we've got our public forum. There's many opportunities for you to participate in that budget process.
And then Superintendent Liz Standish, Associate Superintendent of Business Affairs, she spoke with the Chamber of Commerce this morning, and that video is going online today, isn't it?
Yes, she did. I was there this morning. She gave a great presentation that kind of explains how we arrived at the numbers. It is a huge process, and something that our staff puts a lot of thought and time and work into, because ultimately it's all about kids. How are we best serving kids? So if you really want to know ahead of time before you go to the forum, or if you're not able to go to the forum, check out that video. We're going to post it. We'll put a link up on our podcast page so you also can view that budget information, and so you can understand how it got put together and what's currently in this preliminary budget as we start this process.
Awesome. LPS.org/podcast, or right in the show notes, right on your device there. And then finally, next week, Thursday is July 4th. Of course, our offices are going to be closed. Have fun. Be safe out there. Don't blow any fingers off.
Please don't. Well, Brian, this week we are going to continue with our graduation speech series. And to keep them in order, next are the Spartans class of 2019 from Lincoln East High School. This year's speakers included something special. We had a duo with the friends Turner Linnefelter and Cole Alfred, and then we had another speech by Haley Haar. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Cole.
Hi, Turner.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Although, is there something going on today? I can't quite put my finger on it.
Duh, Turner. It's graduation day.
Oh, that's right. Hi, everybody. This is my friend Cole. He likes to sing, he loves his parents, grandparents, and his sister, and he really, really likes barbecue.
Hey, this is my friend Turner. He is fun to be around with, he has a good personality, and he likes to dance to Baby by Justin Bieber.
Cole, I told you not to tell people about that. It was our secret. Anyways, Cole and I have developed quite the friendship over the past 4 years.
We met our freshman year during lunch bunch and circle of friends.
Since our first encounter, we've had many laughs over games of apples to apples, Uno, and Connect Four.
I love eating lunch with him every Thursday. We always have a good time together, dancing at homecoming and prom like the cool boys.
Friendship is a great thing, isn't it, Cole?
Yes, it really is. Friendship makes me excited. Happy, excited, and proud. Friendship is all about being kind to others. Don't put people down just to be friends with them.
That's a great lesson, Cole. One of the best ideas I've ever heard, especially in times like today where it seems like people aren't being so kind to one another. We could all have more friendships.
That's right, but there have been times where others were not very friendly to me at my old school. People made fun of me for my actions. It made me sad. You should not treat others that way.
It's important to remember how we should treat others. Like Mr. Rogers said, if you could only sense how important you are to the lives of those you meet, how important you can be to the people you may never even dream of. There is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person. We never know the impact we can leave on others. That's why we should choose to be friends to one another instead of tearing them down.
Although people were not kind to me at my old school, now here at East High, people have been a lot more kind to me. Mr. Wheeler, you are the best, and thank you for the best education. Miss Indra, you are fun and smart and also pretty. Miss Bright, I love being in your cooking class and recycling. You are the best teacher for those two classes at the end of the day. Mr. Reese, I love to be with you in reading class, and you always making me laugh. You are the coolest dude I ever met in my life. To my gluten-free buddy, Julie, we always have laughs in recycling. And when we go to the zoo every Thursday after lunch bunch, I love to be with you. I love your smile, and you are cool. Thank you for being by my side every single day at school. Miss Kelly, when I see you in reading, I think you are very good at being kind, helpful, and being kind. Miss Jamie, we have a lot of fun, and I love hanging out with you at the zoo. And to everyone at East, thank you for being here for me and being kind to me. This is the only school I love.
Wow, Cole. It sure sounds like there have been a lot of people who have been friends to you at East High.
Yes, I really have.
That's amazing. When Cole brought up all these people while we were writing our speech, I was reminded of a commencement speech given by none other than Fred Rogers. He asked the audience to think for a whole minute of someone who had helped and supported them to become the people that they were. Now, I'm not going to make you take a whole minute, but I want to ask the same of you. Take just a few seconds and think of that someone. It could be your parents, your teacher, or even someone who has passed away. Anyone who has touched you in that way. How honored they must be, and for that you thought of them. And to think you are where you are because all they did was show you friendship. They showed you love. When we graduate, our success will not be measured by the amount of money we make, nor the titles we hold. We are going to be defined by who we are as people, and the most successful of us will be the ones to show that love. You may be asking, can it really be that simple? Well, yes. Yes, it can. You see, you don't have to buy someone a dozen roses or a brand new car to show them friendship. Small acts of random kindness can impact a person. And just as my choir director, Mr. Epperson, puts it, the most important things in life are said quietly. So reach out to someone and just say, I love you.
This is my friend Turner, and I am glad he is my friend. He is amazing, cool, and funny too.
This is my friend Cole. He is my pal and one of my best friends. I'm so glad we've had the experiences we've had together. This is Cole, and he is my friend.
I'm not a person of direct quotes or dictionary references. The cliches that come to mind when we think of graduation are predictable, but true, so I might as well get them out of the way. Today marks an ending to your high school career and the beginning to the rest of your lives. Your future is what you will make of it. We have the power to change the world. The future is scary, and I get nervous when I'm asked, what are your plans for the future? I don't know. All I do know is the past 4 years have taught me the importance of embracing the unpredictable. Going into my freshman year, I was eager to begin my road to college. I would sit down at my desk with the school's course guide, a list of graduation requirements, and endless tables sketched in my notebook to create different versions of my 4-year plan. Each class had to pertain to whatever career piqued my interest that particular hour. I committed to memory what department each class was taught by, which credit they counted for, which each prerequisite and academic track possible. I was scared to take a leap as a junior to swap involvement in the band for a spot taking photos on the yearbook staff. I hadn't accounted in my plan for a shift in passions. Little did I know, life isn't linear. We are the product of no child left behind, or as some call it, no teacher left standing. As such, we have been standardized, rubricized, quantized, theorized, and marginalized. Some of us, standardized testing stole our nights of sleep, grades seized our hunger, and acceptance letters determined our self-worth. Society has taught us to mindlessly depend on instruction in order to produce a result we hope others will accept. In some way or another, we have all compromised our uniqueness in order to fit in. As a middle schooler, my father didn't know why I insisted on straightening my hair, wearing Nike Elite socks, and having an Adidas backpack until he dropped me off at school and saw 150 other girls dressed the exact same way. Our self-diagnosed flaws are really desperately needed assets in a world that thrives upon individuality and innovation. This class of 2019 is made up of creatives, observers, intellectuals, socialites, advocates, and much more. Our idiosyncrasies, once embarrassed, will help build the foundation for our careers. Privilege can open doors, but character walks through them. Those who struggle can bring their setbacks, or can use their setbacks as tools for success. Our generation has the opportunity to be the one future generations will look back on as visionaries. My father is a jazz musician, and through his work, I see that life is really an improvisation. There is no linear path. Life is not binary. It is the constant interplay with others, a variety of circumstances, both good and bad, and the winds of unexpected change that make us who we are and what we will become. Once again, it is time for the torch to be passed to the new generation. It is incumbent upon us to not just look to the horizon, but to look to the past and address the problems previous eras have left unsolved. We have to look earnestly to the future and dive into oblivion.
I love those first two speakers. They were talking about not just the typical kind of advice for the future and summarizing, you know, what school was like and what it meant to them, but in their action or in their interaction with each other, just about, you know, how to be friends with people, how to be kind to each other, just how to live life. And I love that between them.
Yeah, it was really cool. These two presenters, the first two, did come to the board meeting then in June and gave the student presentation. And I was there at graduation and got to see their interaction, but also to see it again at the board meeting. And those two had such a great friendship that they had built together. And it was so neat to see on stage and transformed, you know, as their speech was going along. But yes, just to be nice and to reach out to those who might not be like you and find out what you have in common. I had to laugh, though, when Turner said, you know, you don't have to buy your friend a car. I don't think I've ever had a friend buy me a car. I need new friends, I guess.
I guess. I have friends buy me cars all the time.
Oh, I need new friends. And then I liked Haley's speech, too, about, you know, embrace your uniqueness, embrace your creativity, and life is not linear, and just embrace what you've been given and run with it. So,
yep. And she was talking about, you know, it's so easy sometimes to think that there's just this system to everything, and that, you know, it just has to be this way or it's supposed to be this way. I liked how she started. She said, "What are your plans? I'm nervous. I don't know. I know that if I were a graduating senior in that crowd, and I've been looking up, you know, one of these speakers, and I'm just thinking, you know, they have it all figured out,
right,
and I don't know what I'm doing. I would have felt kind of good that it's like, you know, they don't have it figured out either, and it's going to be okay.
And it's going to be okay. So let's think back to when you were a graduating senior. Did you have any idea where you were going or what you were going to do?
Yes, I knew what I thought I was going to do. And that's not where things went. But certainly I thought that I had everything 20/20 vision in front of me.
Right. I still don't think I have it figured out what I'm going to do. But like she said, life isn't linear. You figure it out as you go along and it'll jump all over the place. You have to improvise. So
improvise.
To speak. Well, next week we are going to hear from the Lincoln High graduate speakers. So be sure to tune in next week for our Lincoln High speeches.
All right, links. If there is anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there are links to everything, along with links to the full calendar on our podcast. The calendar's a little lean right now, but we're working our way through the summer. It'll start picking up. All that stuff's on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. If you'd like to subscribe and you just get notified, bling, right on your phone when a new message or a new episode goes out. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Spotify, all the services. So you can link to those also on lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time that we have for today. Thanks for joining us here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.
Have a great week.